From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The U.S. joins the Philippines at patrolling the South China Sea. In a military buildup certain to inflame tensions with China, the United States said Thursday it will be conducting joint South China Sea patrols, eventually air patrols as well, with the Philippines, while dispatching U.S. troops and combat aircraft there on more frequent rotations. The announcement by Defense Secretary Ash Carter was the first time the U.S. revealed that its ships had conducted patrols with the Philippines in the South China Sea, a somewhat rare move not done with many other partners in the region. Carter insisted the U.S. was trying to tamp down tensions here and not provoke anyone.
There is going to be regular, periodic presence here of American forces at all the five EDCA sites, plus, I should say, of course, we're discussing additional sites as well. So this is a work in progress. This is a dynamically evolving alliance military capability.
While the military boost doesn't include permanent basing for U.S. troops, any increased U.S. military presence and activities in the region is viewed as a threat by Beijing and will likely trigger an angry response. During the news conference, Carter said the United States will be keeping nearly 300 troops, including Air Force commandos armed with combat aircraft and helicopters, in the Philippines through the end of the month. The U.S. will also increase troop rotations to strengthen training and support increased military operations in the region. We have word coming into the VOA newsroom that a strong earthquake, 6.4 magnitude, has hit southern Japan. More information as it becomes available here at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Belgian prosecutors say a judge has ordered Mohamed Abrini and five others arrested in connection with the attacks in Paris and Brussels to be held for another month. Abrini has admitted being the man in the hat seen leaving Brussels airport the morning two suicide bombers detonated explosives-laden suitcases there, killing 16 people. 16 others died that morning when another bomber blew himself up on a Brussels subway train. France's BFM television reported Abrini claimed to investigators he wouldn't hurt a fly. Abrini also had close ties to the attackers who killed 130 victims on November 13th in Paris and is believed to have traveled to Syria and to have met with suspected extremists in England. Syrian troops exchanged fire with rebels in the contested northern city of Aleppo on Thursday in a renewed bout of fighting that could further mar peace talks underway in Geneva. Government warplanes, helicopter gunships, and artillery were bombarding rebel-held parts of the city and its suburbs, according to the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and the Aleppo-based Baha al-Alabi. The pro-government Adu Niyat TV said one person was killed, five people were wounded by mortar rounds fired by insurgents into the predominantly Kurdish Sheikh Massoud district of the city. The fighting came a day after Syrians in government-held parts of the country voted for a new parliament.
This incident, as you won't be...
Several Russian military aircraft flew a series of simulated attack passes near the U.S. destroyer in the Baltic Sea over the course of 2 days this week, according to a U.S. defense official. The first of the two incidents, which the U.S. official called more aggressive than anything we've seen in a long time, took place April 11th. Two Russian attack aircraft flew around 20 passes near the USS Donald Cook, coming within 1,000 meters at 30 meters in altitude, close enough to create a wake in the water. The following day, the warplanes did 11 more simulated attack passes just 9 meters above the Donald Cook. This time, the jets were joined by a military helicopter that took pictures of the U.S. destroyer. Both incidents took place while the Donald Cook was located in international waters. The official, who spoke on the condition of anonymity, described the aircraft as wings clean. That means they didn't have any visible weapons. The United States has accused authoritarian regimes around the world of suppressing their people with increasing vigor and viciousness to control any activities that might threaten their power. Secretary of State John Kerry, during a news conference, said governments that deny political liberty forfeit political trust. More on our website at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.